Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, over 300 current and former heads of state, global CEOs and public sector leaders will gather in Singapore next month for the Bloomberg New Economy Forum. This will be the first major post-COP26 gathering, and attendees include Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, Mike Bloomberg, founder of Bloomberg and Bloomberg Philanthropies, and former three-time mayor of New York City, Stacey Cunningham, president of the NYSE Group, and Shou Tzu-Chiu, CEO of TikTok, just to name a few. To find out more about what else we can expect from this year's gathering, we're joined now by Andrew Brown, editorial director of Bloomberg New Economy Forum. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us today.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me on the show.
So, Andrew, let's just start off and take a look at the current environment. Obviously, COVID-19 still making headlines across the globe as well as here in Singapore. So what were some of the key challenges in putting this event together?
Right. Well, first of all, there aren't that many places around the world where you could convene a gathering of this kind. You know, COVID-19, the pandemic, is by no means over. People keep talking about a post-pandemic world. We're still in the pandemic. Most of the world is battling COVID-19. There's only a 4% vaccination rate right now in Africa. And so, Singapore turns out to be, just an amazing place to be able to hold this incredibly important conversation. As a matter of fact, we are part of the Singapore reopening strategy that Singapore is obviously moving now away from COVID zero towards a more realistic assessment of COVID, which is that it's probably going to be endemic and we're going to have to learn to live with it for the indefinite future. And in a sense, we, as in the Bloomberg New Economy, are going to be part of this experiment. And look, we wondered for a while whether or not we could get together the kind of group that normally comes to see us at our forums, CEOs, heads of state, leading entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and so on. And it turns out that actually there's real demand for this. People want to get together. They're fed up with Zoom. Zoom doesn't do it. They want the personal interaction. And we're going to be the largest gathering of our kind since the beginning of the pandemic. So that's just kind of a really significant part of our timeline. The other, of course, being that we're coming. This event comes hard on the heels of the big climate conference in Glasgow, COP26.
So perhaps you can tell us, obviously COVID-19 is going to play a big role then, but what's going to be the key focus of this year's forum?
Yeah, so no surprises. The theme of the Bloomberg New Economy Forum this year is rebuilding the global economy from the ruins of COVID. It's interesting. Last year, and we see Singapore really as an incredible opportunity to set a global agenda. Last year, at the height of the epidemic, the Indian novelist Arundhati Roy wrote a piece in the FT, and she said, COVID is a portal. It's a gateway between one world and the next. And, we think that there is the opportunity is to help to shape this new world. We're really ambitious. We're bringing together a group of the world's best thinkers, top policymakers, business leaders, financiers, entrepreneurs, and so on. And critically, figures from both developed and developing worlds. And that's really part of our mission is to provide that bridge.
And as you mentioned, the forum comes hot on the heels of COP26. How will this lead discussions?
Climate is critical. It's obviously central to Mike Bloomberg's agenda. He's a UN climate ambassador. He's been fighting for, you know, a progressive climate agenda now for years, if not decades. So, you know, what we're trying to put together in Singapore is an agenda where we say, look, you know, we will have heard in from Glasgow all of the commitments that governments are putting forward to realize the goals of the Paris Climate Agreement. And, you know, our gathering is going to be, if you like, the business end of that. How do we translate these high-level commitments into business plans that are going to result in real investment in sustainable technologies? And so, you know, we're not just a talking shop, by the way. I mean, a lot of them, in fact, that the most of our agenda is workshops. And one of our workshops is going to be a workshop where we try to figure out and try to advance or mobilize capital, global capital, for investment in green infrastructure in Asia. So Mike himself is going to take part in that workshop. We've got Goldman Sachs there. David Solomon, chairman of Goldman Sachs, is going to be there, you know, as well as leading financial figures from the Middle East and Singapore. So, you know, it's a global effort, and you know, we're in the business of practical solutions. I mean, it's not all empty high level conversation, not at all.
So health news for the past 18 months has been dominated by the pandemic, but Bloomberg New Economy also recently launched its International Cancer Coalition. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so this is really a prime example of how, you know, we have an aspiration to do practical good. And in this case, what we want to do is to accelerate clinical trials of vaccine therapies and drugs. So clinical trials are the critical link between scientific research and practical application therapies for cancer patients. And you know, what we want to do is basically harmonize regulation and standardize clinical testing. And the critical part of all this is getting the United States and China to work together. So they have the largest pools of scientists, medical scientists, and researchers. They're both AI superpowers, and AI is a really important part now of drug discovery. They also have the greatest need. I mean, lung cancer is the leading cause of death in both the United States and China. And so we're bringing together a coalition that's going to include pharmaceutical companies, regulators, the world's leading medical institutions, Johns Hopkins, Memorial Sloan Kettering, to try to accelerate this. But what we're saying basically is this: put aside geopolitics, put aside your security differences over all these multiple issues that you're now fighting, put aside trade disputes, and focus on one thing and one thing only, and that is the patient. And, you know, we think we have a real opportunity to advance that agenda significantly in Singapore.
We're speaking with Andrew Brown, editorial director at Bloomberg New Economy Forum. So, Andrew, what are you going to be looking forward to most as the editorial director for this event?
So I'm looking forward. I think the event itself is going to, the event itself is really important. We're ambitious, okay? I mean, we believe that the vision, the editorial vision for this new world, and the new world that Arundhati Roy was talking about, has got to be more powerful than the destructive forces of COVID itself. And that vision involves, you know, more than talking. It involves a practical agenda. And so I'm looking forward to the things that we can achieve in Singapore, you know, at a time, as I say, when most of the world is still engaged in a battle against COVID.
Wonderful, Andrew. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. We've been speaking with Andrew Brown, editorial director for the Bloomberg New Economy Forum.
Thanks Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.